So today's daf is Tmur daf Yud Ches. We're going to pick it up from the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis. Amar Mar, two lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Mar, Yochel Af Kol Kachum Kain. So just to get our bearings, the Perek started off on the top of Yud Zayin and Beis discussing what to do with the Vladis and the Tmuras that come from in Eshlamim. And our mission says that you makrev them and you bring all the pitchifkas with it, you bring the Tenufa, you do Tenufa Nesachim, Tenufa Chaz V'Sheik, that's Din of Smicha, all the dinim that apply to the Shlam apply equally to the offspring and the Temuras. That is our mission. We're going to have a dissenting view on Daf Yichas Malaf, the Gemara already referenced it, and Daf Yichas Malaf going to have a dissenting view of Rabbi Elazar in today's Daf, who argues. But then the Gemara goes on to the source of these dinim, that the Temuras and the Vladis are all going on the Mizbeach, and even, not just if they're Shalom, even if they're Balmum, the Gemara brought two sets of Pesukim, two different braces that bring sources. The first set of Pesukim was from Im Zachar Im Nekeva. We dash from Im Zachar Nekeva. Zachar Nekeva comes to include Tmura or Vlad of a Shlamim. And the Im Zachar Im Nekeva comes to include even a Balmum, right, of a Tmura. A Tmura is a Balmum, or a Vlad is a Balmum. That's included as well. That's the first Pesukim, the first braces. The second Pesukim, second braces was from, we're focused on that braces right now, actually, Rak Kachecha Shilach. It says in the Pesuk, the question that you have, you should Tisavas, you should bring it up. And we learn from there, there's a din to bring it up to the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara actually quoted further. Gemara said, maybe you think you put it to keep and you kill it. Kamashma, you don't do that. The Gemara already asked what's the chiddush. That was Havmina. Okay, and then the Gemara says from Rabbi Shmuel from Rabbi Akiva. Both Rabbi Shmuel and Akiva. You think the same thing you do for Shlamim and Ayla, you do for all the Kachim Kain. Tamalim Rak. Rak is a miyat that only the Tmuris and Vladas of Ayla and Shlamim, as opposed to other Kabbalah, especially Mars, we discuss in a moment, what are we coming to exclude with that? And Rabbi Akiva says you don't need the miyat of Rak, because the Pasuk Hashem says, who? And who tells me Dafka, the animal itself, not the Tmura, or not to exclude the Tmura, the Vlad doesn't exist by Hashem anyway. Okay. So now, Amamar. Yachlav kol kachum kain. So we said at the end of the second brisa, the Gemara's gonna go back later and discuss why the man never learns from Rak Kachecha, why he doesn't learn from Im Zachar Mekeva and vice versa. We'll get to that on Daf Yichas. But first, the Gemara's finishing up analyzing this second source. It says in the brisa, Rak Kachecha Yachlav kol kachum kain. You think all kachum are included, that you bring the Tmuras or the Vladis. So therefore, it says Rak Kachecha. It's a miyat Vlad the man. The Vlad of what are you coming to exclude? Either they come to exclude the Vlad of Eilu Zachu. Eilu doesn't have a Vlad. Eilu is a male animal. It won't have a Vlad. Vlav bar eludihi. V'chatas, elamai tokam al-chatas, gemirila, tilamisa kaima. Chatas, we have a l'chamesh mesina, that what happens to chatas? That a chatas goes to misa. Fine. Says the Gemara, so what's the other option? Ida Ashim, top of Yechasim al-Alf, elamai tokam al-Ashim, gemirila, tilariyazla. Ashim, we have a halachah mesina that wherever chatas goes to misa, Rashim goes to raya. Again, this is an important point to chazar. It's going to come up multiple times in today's daf that there's five chatas mesas, right? Five case scenarios of a chatas where the animal goes to misa. It's halachah mesina. They are just a quick chazar. It's a tmuras chatas, a vlad of chatas, a chatas shemesa balea, a chatas shekipur balea, or chatas sheav deshnasa. Kipur balea means it got lost and you brought another one in its place, or chatas sheav deshnasa. The only case of chatas doesn't go to misa, extra chatas, the classic case is where you designated originally an extra chatas achrayis. Okay, and all the cases where chatas goes to misa, Hashem goes to Riyah. So you can't be telling me you're talking about a vlad chatas, because vlad chatas we know goes to misa. Vlad Hashem we can't be talking about, because vlad Hashem tapadamit, tell we know, wherever chatas goes to misa, it goes to Riyah. There's a din that you bring it to pasture, you let it get a mum, and use the money for an Ayla. So that can't be the case either. So what's the case? Now Taisa actually points out at the bottom Taisa's on Yud Zayin and Beis, just a quick question, that the same way you say that Ayla can't be talking about a Vlad because Aylas don't have Vlads because they're Zachars, Hashem also is Zachar. Right. Hashem is also Zachar, Hashem is a Vlad. So in fact Taisa, why does it have to say new Svara of it's Nitik Luria that Allah Mesh Sinai, let us just simply say it's a Zachar and therefore it doesn't have Vlad. Taisa Nechami, we could have said that. We want to say another reason as well, but in Nechami we could have said that reason also. Says the Gemara, Ida Ashim Gmila de Riazla, the Cholshem Chatas Mesa, Bashim Raya. Wherever you have Chatas Mesas, the din is by Ashim, it goes to Riyah. Says the Gemara, La'ilam Machatas, we're talking about Chatas. Vilchas Gmila Lamisa, Ukrolimut Belak Rava. Very interesting. We're telling you about a Chatas that what? Rak is coming to say, don't bring on this Bech. Ah, you asked me that a Chatas, Vlad Chatas goes to Lamisa anyway? And a Chrami. The Malachim Shasina is that it goes to Lamisa. But the Pasuk's telling me, you don't bring it as a carbon. So step one would be, I guess, go the other way. Don't bring it as a carbon. Step two is that it goes to Lamisa. Ask them where I understand. Keep the Misa Aslam, made like carver. Who needs a pasuk to tell me that it doesn't go on the Mizbech? If the Halacha Mesh Mesina is going to tell me it goes to Misa, Fashteitzach, it doesn't go on the Mizbech, what's the Chiddush? El Hilchas Chatas, who Krala Mute Timur Zashim. Mara wants to say that the Halacha is for Chatas, and the pasuk comes to exclude the Timur of an Ashim. Ay, Hanami. Hanami Tumuris Hashem is the same ilchus, just like Vlad Hashem. Hanami ilchus Gemila Dami Kosh Machatz Meis Bashem Raya. Sorry, just like we said before, that whenever Chatas goes to Misa, Hashem goes to Raya, that would apply by Tumuris Hashem. Tumuris Hashem would go to Raya as well. Same question as before. Answers the Gemara Ela Krok Kromabayle Di Avad Avar Makriv Koybase Shmakat Teretz. The Chiddush is if you're Iver and you are Makriv the Korban, we're holding Yudchas Amar Aleph. Welcome back. We're Yudchas Amar Aleph. A couple lines to the top. That if you are Iver Avada, there's five Chatas Mesas and they go to Misa and there's Ashim goes to Raya. But if one, and therefore, of course, it wouldn't be relevant to Makriv it. But if one went and was Iver and he was Makriv this Tumuris Ashim, he was Makriv this Tumuris Chatas. Besides for the being Iver on the Isser, the Din of not keeping the Lach HaMashmah Sinai, there's an Isra say now, Rak Kachecha, tells me only a Kachem, which makes a Diyak, not other Kachem. Other Kachem is an exclusion. It's a Lava Bam B'chal Aseh, it's Din of Aseh, and there's an Isser Aseh to bring these Karbanas when you're not supposed to. Okay. Rabbi Kiva, I mean it's Erechu, Karav, Ein Trust, or Kever. Rabbi Kiva says, to exclude an Asham, I don't need to exclude an Asham from Rak Kachecha. I can exclude the extra Asham, the Tumuris Asham, right, there is no Vlad Asham, the Tumuris Asham I can exclude it from. The din of who carve ain't tumurus carve the Ashram itself is carved and not the tumur, it's the drasha of the pasuk. Ask the gemara, why is Rabbi Kiva need the pasuk? We just said a moment ago we have a cloud wherever chatas goes to misa, Ashram goes to Riyah. What does it mean chatas goes to misa? What's the case? One of the cases of chatas goes to misa is a tumurus chatas. So in that very same case, Ashram goes to Riyah. Again, Ashram goes to Riyah means you let it go to pasture to get a mum, you redeem it and use the money to buy an ayla. You can't bring this extra Ashram. It goes as an Eila. In fact, Gemara Lamli, who needs the Pasuk of Rikiva? The Miyat of who? Ha'ilchus Gemila, Yev Lachamash Mesinai, then it goes to Riyah anyway. And Echlang Gemara says, you're right. Elokra Lamli, you know you need this Pasuk for? This is what the who's darshing. Mibayle the Chadavuna, the Ravuna, Ashram Shnutak Luria Veshachte Stam. Let's say you sent the Ashram the Riyah, meaning the Ashram is a Tumur's Ashram. And the Pasuk where the same Elokra would be, by the way, but if you have an extra Ashram, if for some reason you had an extra Ashram because you got lost it and you got a Kapar with a different one, and now you found the first one. So, or he found the first one before he brought the second one, he got kapara with the first one, and he has the second one left over. In all these cases, you know what you do? You let the Ashram go to pasture, you let it get a mum. What if he designated it to pasture, that's keywords of yours, nitik l'riyah, and then he went, instead of waiting for it to get the mum, redeeming it onto money, using the money to buy an ayla, he just shech this animal stam, in the basic English, obviously. He shech this stam, balach is, it's an ayla. Even though we're going through the motions of letting it get a mum, redeeming it, if he just shech it as is, it gets an ayla, but when? Only if you already designated it to pasture. It says the Gemara Kash L'Shem Ayla, Nitik in, Dafka Nitik, Lay Nitik Lay. If you designate it for pasture to have a din of getting a mum, then it gets a din if it's Shechtet Stam as the Ayla. If it wasn't designated pasture, then it will not get a din. If it's Shechtet Stam as Ayla, then it'll be Pasuk. By Taima, when do we see this up in the Pasuk? Who Baviasihei? Who tells me it should remain the way it is? It remains the status of Hashem until you do something. What do you have to do? It has to be Nitik L'Riyah. What is called Nitik L'Riyah, by the way? Machlekes in the Rishayin, what's called Nitik L'Riyah? Two Malchim. Either Nitik L'Riyah means Bezdin gives him a Pasuk. He goes to the rabbi. I don't know if it has to be Mamash Bezdin. He goes to the local rabbi and says, what do I do with this extra Hashem? And the rabbi says to him, Halach is Nitik L'Riyah. That statement alone, once he's issued that information, that statement, that Pasuk, that makes it Nitik L'Riyah, and then if it's Shechtel Stam, in the base of English, it could be Kosher Ayla. Others want to say, no. He, Rashi's simple understanding, he gives it over to a shepherd, and he says, I need you to wash this. Remember, it's Kachem. I need you to wash this. I need to let it graze. I need to wait for this to get a mum, and then we're going to redeem it. The act of giving it over to the shepherd under with those instructions, that is the act of Nitik L'Riyah. So the Pesach alone wouldn't be enough. It's a Mechlekes and Tumalchim in the Mefreshim. Okay. Affecting right now on the drushes. We have a head back on Yizayim base. We have two separate drushes. We spoke out when we started today. And you have the drushes from the Rak Kachecha, that Tisa Vaza. That's one set of drushes that the Tamura and the Vlad of Hishlamim goes on the Mizbeach as opposed to the Runners. And we have the drushes in Zachar Im Nekeva. Ask the more light Tana to Kayaf Mani Krai, the one other Tana who learns from these Psukim of Rak Kachecha. So typically, of Zachar Nekeva, why do you learn from the Pesukim of Zachar Nekeva that the first man, the first price we quoted on Yud Zayin Amud Beis learns from? Why do you use those Pesukim? Because the Mar answers, because he needs those Pesukim to tell me the fact that a Tumura and a Vlad goes on this Be'ach Bechlau, that you can learn from Rak Kachecha. But Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, I need that. I need to tell me that even if it's a Balmum, it still gets Kedusha. Even as a Balmum, it gets Kedusha, says the Gemara. It gets Kedusha, it goes to Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, typically, Kulim Ha'ikra, what do you mean? But if you remember the Ma'at Nama Yud Zayin Beis, yesterday's Af, he learned Zachar Nekeva was Marba, Tmura, and Avlad, and Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, the words Im, were Marba, even Balmum. So he learns it all from that Pasuk. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, V'tepe Kulim Ha'ikra, I want to learn all for that Pasuk, and he should be, Rakachecha, it should be unnecessary. Im Lemashplei, he wasn't satisfied with the rebirth from the drush for the word Im. Okay, now the flip side. im zacher im nekeva. The man number that did indeed darshan im zacher im nekeva. Tisavasa mavle. What is it with the pasuk tisavasa? What is it with the second brayses sources? Answers the Gemara is teaching a chiddush. Afila mimirayu, afil ulashachrina umimigurayu. It's coming to include even from its miraya means from its pasture. So let's say the guy is coming yomtiv and he's going up to base of Middash to bring his carbonus, and he has a carbon. He had pledged a certain animal to be a carbon, but the animal's out of pasture and he doesn't want to go through the schlep now of getting the animal before he goes up. So he says, bring it next time I go up to base of Middash. Halacha is afil miraya. No, he's got to bring it up even from the pasture, or afil miraya means even if it's threshing, even if it's stepping on grains and threshing on his behalf, it's doing work for him. He's got to take it away and bring it up to base of Middash. The shaila is, we're gonna have a mandam that comes coming up in this daf. It's Rava. It says that if Yom Tov comes and you have a pledge outstanding, one is Eivra Bal Tachar for not fulfilling that pledge, the first Yom Tov. Shalom, first Yom Tov, a year, three regalim, but according to one man, at least it's the first Yom Tov. So you need a pasuk to tell me that even from a merayu, even from a grayu, even from a pasture, even from the threshing floor, you got to take it. Of course you got to take it. You could have a Bal Tachar. Therefore, something where it's tasis, it's the question. Shita brings it in Eis Lamed Aleph, and the Shita wants to explain, or someone, I don't know if it's the Shita himself, but others want to say that we're talking about a guy who didn't actually make a full-fledged pledge. He didn't make a full-fledged pledge. Rather, he just said, he had a mind to do it. It was a quasi-pledge. And it would be mechadish that even if it wasn't a full-fledged pledge, that's only from the pasuk that there's a mitzvah to go ahead and bring it anyway, even without a full-fledged pledge. That taka needs a new pasuk. That wouldn't be obvious. But if there's a full-fledged obligation and the chiv baltacher, of course he has to bring it up. You wouldn't need another pasuk. Okay, now we had till now the first mishnah of the parak, which says that the tmura of ishlamim, the vad of ishlamim, the vadvades, they all are born in the mizbeach and they have din of smicha, truva, tuvas chas v'sheik, and so on and so forth. Right, Rabbi Lezer Eimer zakt the mishnah. Rabbi Lezer argues and says vad shlamim leikur shlamim. Rabbi Lezer argues and says the vad shlamim does not get part of ishlamim. The vad of ishlamim does not get part of ishlamim. We'll see in a moment what you do with it. Chama Eimer, the Chama say Yaakov. Vad yidum armakvet. That's the Chama, the same shita as the first mishnah in the parak. Amar b'shem elenechlu al vad shlamim. The machlekes and Rabbi Lezer is not by a vad shlamim, by the offspring of the offspring. Val vad tumura, or the vlad of the vad of a tumura shliyakriv. That the simple taich. There are going to be two versions of how taich this line of the mishnah, but the simple taich we're going to read over here. The simple taich shliyakriv. They don't argue that you don't bring it. Meaning they both agree that you don't bring it. The more lumdish way to taich is going to be they don't argue whether you bring it. Rather, they both agree you do bring it. That's going to be a little bit of a spin. You know, you can use the finger on that, right? You don't argue, you don't bring it. Rather, you bring it. That's going to be a mahalach in the Gemara. We'll see machlekes and amaram. How to learn it. But again, the simple taich of the mishnah is at face value. Before we see the Gemara, the shliyakov. There's no machlekes that you don't bring the vlad. Even though I'm going to get the blazer, you don't bring. Amanechu is the machlekes. Alav vlad, the original vlad of the shalom itself. Blazer aimer leyakov. You don't bring it. V'chamam yakov. Say you do bring it. Let's explain the sources right away. Why the blood says you don't bring it? Hey, Reb Shimon, Reb Papayas, Avad Shlamim Shakef Shlamim. They said Eidus that on Avad Shlamim it was born as a Shlamim. On Reb Papayas, Ani Meyed Shaisulanu Parish Azivka Shlamim. I can testify we had a par. We had actually so they firstly they taught about Avad Shlamim that was born as a Shlamim, and Reb Papayas gave more detail that we had a cow of a Shlamim that was brought Achlunu BePesach. We brought it and ate it on Pesach. VaAchlanu Vlad Shlamim BeChag, and the Vlad which was Eicha Shlamim we brought it and ate it on Chag. Chag Pashas means Sukkot. So what do you see? You see Klar Raya that they brought the Vlad Shlamim like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Lezer. Okay. What is the Pshat Rabbi Lezer? He says that you can't bring it. First of all, wants to bring a pasuk as a source. Amakra v'im zevach shlamim karbanai. It says the pasuk if it's a zevach shlamim karbanai. We read the word v'im as v'aim v'lev Vlad. It's play on the nekudas. V'im is read as v'aim. V'aim the mother you bring and not the Vlad. That's the Joshua. In fact, the more beautiful Joshua. However, Amalev chibra abel Rami. El math according to this make the same Joshua by Taida. Im ala Taida kiyakivenu hachrami deim v'lev Vlad. You can tell me what that means. You only bring the mother and you don't bring a Vlad Taida on the mizbeach. Chitei machrami maybe say yeah and chrami you don't bring Vlad, just like by maybe your blood was saying, don't bring the Vlad, just like you don't bring the offspring. Same drasha, same pasuk. Vatani, you learned that the Bryce actually the Mishnah of Beis really brings almost identical din. Vlada Tumurasma of Chilufa Menayin. How do we know that the Vlad of Taida, the Tumur of Taida, the Chiluf means if you brought it back up because you couldn't find it and then you found a replacement, and you brought a replacement. How do you know and then you found the original? How do you know they also go on the Mizbeach? The Mishnah tells the Rambam that it goes on the Mizbeach without lechem, but it does go on the Mizbeach. Taman Leimer, Im Al Taida Mekam Akim. Im Al Taida comes to Rambam Mekam Akim. But if you dash the word aim to mean aim v'lei Vlad, then exactly opposite. You're telling me in this brisa that Vlada goes to the Mizbeach, and Rabbi Lezer's darshan is aimed to be aimed Levad. What's the simple answer? Oh, Rabbi Lezer argues the brisa, but we don't find any machlekes in the brisa. The brisa brings the stam that all Taitas and the Vladis and the Tamuris and the Khalifin go on the Mizbeach, and it doesn't mean a descending view of Rabbi Lezer. Sounds like he agrees by Taita. Must be this aim is not a proper drasha. Elam Rabbi Chiba Abba Rabbi Yechanan, Hanan Tam Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer is a gzir darbanan. On a biblical level, avada, the vlad shlamim goes to the mizbeach, just like the vlad taita goes to the mizbeach. The rabbanu agayza that you know what you're going to do. A person eats. He gets to eat most of the animal. The shlamim goes to the bailam. He gets to eat most of the meat. He's going to have the shlamim. He's like, you know, how can I benefit from it? I'll keep it around. I'll let it have offspring, and I'll create a shlamim farm. I'll be magad la darma darm. And once I have a few of them, they'll mate with each other, and I'll have constant shlamim. Be karbanes, beautiful. And I'll have all this meat and all these korbanos that I'll bring, right? Now, it's obviously a massive takala. Keeping an animal around that's kachim without bringing it, hanging around is an open. It's waiting for isra avayda, isra giza, isra meila. It's waiting for some trouble. Isra hana.
You're troubling trouble.
And therefore, we make zera that in order to avoid from being Megad L'darim, if there's a Vlad, you don't bring in the Mizbeach. So like this, no one's going to be incentivized to keep it around, because if it's a Vlad, you don't bring in the Mizbeach. You have to let it, what do you let it do? No, L'chur, what do you let it do? You let it go to die, you just get rid of it. Okay, now, the question is, so what happens with Taida? Our issue was that by Taida, we don't find their blessed argues, but yet L'chur, you have the same problem by Taida. Shem Yigdil HaMem Adar Madarim. Who I talk, doesn't argue. How did you answer the question from before? So the simple answer is, Enechami. The Brisa was saying the Ikedin Torah. We had a problem before that on the Brisa telling us a Torah din. If it comes from the Midrash, the word aim, the same Midrash should apply by Taida, and the Blazer should argue by Taida too. Now they tell me it's only Gezeira. Rabbi Blazer spoke at the Gezeira Shlamim, and who I think the Gezeira applies by Taida, but he didn't speak it out there because the Mishnah was saying, or the Brisa was saying, that the Reis Ikedin. And Avadi argues it too, and we just didn't speak out, but he'd argue it too, because he would hold this Gezeira there as well. That is one Mahalach in the Mefershim. The other Mahalach, and this seems to be the simple way of reading Rashi. We might say others say Rashi doesn't mean this, but the last words of Rashi, clear inside of our Rashi, says black and white. That what? I'll quote for you the words. You have a famous club by Gezeira Darbanan that Milsa Leshricha, Le Gezeira Darbanan. We don't make Gezeiras, Darbanan don't make Gezeiras on something which is not common. Shlamim Meshchiach. Taida is not Shriach. We're going to see this first, going to come up later in the daf. That something is not Shriach, Darbanan make Gezeira. Taida is not Shriach. Taida is brought one of those four occasions that he has to bring a Taida for. Shlomo is brought for Shchiach. Shlomo the Menik Zera. Taida was not Shchiach for the Menik Zera. So according to the second Malach, even Rabbi Lez would agree. Taida is no Isser on the Vlad because they are brought to the Menik Zera because it wasn't a common, it was a less common occurrence. Okay. Amar Shimon Lenechlu. So Rabbi Shimon said about the Mishnah that there are Bun and Rabbi Shimon didn't argue by a case of a Vlad, over there is no Machlaikis. And the simple reading was, the way we said in the Mishnah was, there was no Machlaikis, the Ebon agrees you don't bring. Now the Mara is going to bring that into question. Ibailu, Hei Chitani, Lenechlush Leikavu, Ela Yikravu. That's the, we call that the Lamdish way of reading it. That they don't argue that you shouldn't bring it, rather, you do bring it. The Mishnah speaks it out, but that's what the Mishnah means. A Dilema, Lenechlush Yikravu. Ella Lake, you mean you don't bring it? That's a simple taich. There's no machlekes. Everyone agrees. Rabbi Nagud Rabbi Lezer that you don't bring the vlad. The Mar brings a machlekes Amram. Rabbi says Mustafa Lenechlush Lake Vayikavu. Rabbi learns it's Mustafa to understand it. They don't argue about not bringing it. Rather, you bring it. Meaning, even Rabbi Lezer agrees you could bring it. And what's the reason? That's what we just said a moment ago. Something which is not shkiach is no gzeira. How shkiach is a case of a grandchild of Ishlamim? Says the word my time. Ask the Rebbe Blazer led Rabban El Bavad. Avavad Vada Krei Baalmu. Avad Vlad is such a rare occurrence. The Rabban are making gzeira in such a case. That's how the early Shlomo explains that Krei Baalmu. It's a rare occurrence. That's the Pasha. It's a Rashi says in the words like shkiach. The Chari, what it means is, and therefore le goes Rabban. Okay. What?
Why is it not shkiach?
A shlamim to have a grandchild before multi generations that weren't shechted. Yeah, it's bal tacher every year, right? So it's to have multiple generations that you kept around. Meaning, it's ironic. It's actually pretty funny. You're making gezeira because you're scared the guy's going to keep it around. So you make gezeira, but both for rabbanu you don't make gezeira. Rabbi Lezer makes gezeira. Whether it's rabbanu you don't make gezeira, or Rabbi Lezer you do make gezeira. They both maskim that third generation vlades of shlamim is taken not so shliach. So if there's no gezeira, that is how Rabbis will learn, and if they both agree, that you can already bring. So according to Rabbanan, according to everyone, of course, the shlam himself you bring. According to Rabbi Lezer, the vlad you don't bring, vlad shlamim. But Rabbanan say even vlad shlamim you do bring, and like even the Rabbi Lezer agrees, if the vlad has a vlad, that could be brought. And Rabbi Lecham said, that can be brought. That's Rabbis Shita. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, no. don't bring him in, even the Rabbanan agreed to bless us Gzeira. And what's the logic? Beautiful on this. My time I pick Vlad. Vlad Vlad. Let's think about it for a second. The Rabbanan are gonna bless us. We're not worried about Shamik Damadarm. But what do you see? Once this one has a grandchild, a grand animal, the proof's in the pudding. So the Rabbanan agree that there's also a reason for Gzeira there. From the fact that he's letting him hang around this long to have a vlad vlad, you see his machshav is nikir. The legado kaboy that he's being megado adarim, and therefore kaboyle, and therefore even the rabbanu agreed to make a gzeira. Tani abchir b'lesuus Rabbi Shua b'Levi saying that they both agree it's usher by a vlad vlad. Tapa v'yidches aveis. Tani abchir b'lesuus Rabbi Shua b'Levi. Abchir brings a right Rabbi Shua b'Levi. Pasuk says im keves im kesef u'makrev is makrev a kesef for shlamim. A lamb for shlamim, vlad rishon karav vidarshin that the kesef the vlad rishon is makar vlad sheni inim karav vidarshin that the vlad rishon is karav but the vlad sheni is not karav vein vlad kol kachim karav and separately the brayzus for favor says that the vlad of other kachim don't come aren't karav bechlal but by shlamim the vlad rishon is the vlad sheni is not so he's darshin from a pasuk but the point is it fits with Shmuel Levi's taish that what that even according to Rabbanan only one generation goes to mizbeach but the second generation doesn't go to mizbeach vlad the maya the mernah just explains. In the end of the Brayse, where it says v'ein vlad, it is third generation. V'ein vlad kol kachim karev. When it says in the end of the Brayse, so focus now on the separate din. When it says in the end of the Brayse, v'ein vlad kol kachim karev, vlad demai. What vlad are we talking about? Ida ayla. Which vlad comes to exclude this one? Mizbech. Same one as we had. Amnav. Ida ayla v'asham zechar meim. Here the Gemara puts together ayla and asham and says they're both males. They don't have a vlad. Before we said asham was like a tmur eschat was the din as the din of riyah. Okay, zechar meim. Vlavne vlad aim. Either chatz almaitz chatz, which is female, which can have a vlad, hilchus gemila de misa asa. Chatz goes to misa. So what vlad are we coming to exclude in this pasuk that you don't put on the mizbeach? We know that. Amravina lasuy vladim uvsharas. It comes to exclude the vlad of meiser. We know the tenth animal that comes out of the corral is a Assyria kodesh is meiser. That animal can be male or female. Yeah. If it's a female, if number ten is a female, what happens? It can give birth. If it gives birth, you have a vlad meiser. Right. What should be the difference? Presumably, it should go on the mizbeach. Kamash, but no. You know, but it still is the meiser. Still is the meiser. No, you do. You like any other meiser, which for whatever reason doesn't go on the mizbeach, you let it get a mum and you need a backyard. Meiser gets a mum. It's like Bukhara meiser. They get a mum, eat them in your backyard. You don't need to bring them on the mizbeach. You don't need to redeem them. You're not allowed to bring them on the mizbeach and then when they have a mum. But you don't need to redeem them. You're not able to redeem them. When they get a mum, you just bring shech them as is with the mum in the bias. So this vlad is the same thing. That's the solution. Vlad meiser, you just let it get a mum, eat in your house. Vlad meiser, Islam the Quran, ask them one second. We know that Bechor doesn't have a vlad. Why not? Because Bechor is a male. So Bechor never has a vlad. Meis and Bechor, we have Gzeir Shav, Havar Havar. It says, Vavarta by Bechor, and it says, Kol Sheyavar Tachas Hashem and Meiser. We have Gzeir Shav, Havar Havar. Frank the Gemara, Havar Havar and Bechor, Kogam Meis. Why don't you learn from Bechor, Havar Havar? Just like Bechor, there's no dinner being the Vadim Zbech. So to Meiser, no dinner being the Vadim Zbech. Answer the Marlavi's Teretz. Yeah, because by Bechor, it's not Shayach of Vlad. That's what doesn't go to Zbech. Maybe Mais, which is Shayach of Vlad, would go to Zbech. Therefore, we don't like to make that drasha. Famous idea, we just had the other day in the daf. Says, Mar Itzvich, Sakta Chamina, ain't done Efshim, Mishi Efshir. I don't want to learn Efshim, Yefshir. The case of Maiser is Efshir to have a Vlad. The case of Bechor is Efshir. You can't learn out Maiser from the Efshir, from Bechor. And therefore, Kamash on the Pasuk tell me that the Vlad Musharis does not go on the Mizbeach. The Vada Meis doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Hey, we said the Mishnah, hey, Rabbi Shuvah Pais, they said a testimony that what? That a Shlomim Vasham was taka brought like the Chamim, that was brought, and Rabbi Pais said a very specific case that we ate the mother on Pesach, and the Vlad, which means that obviously the Vlad was already born by Pesach, the Vlad was eaten when? On Chag. Ravnas holds that kachim kivach avalim regalachad. We quoted, we referenced this before. Rav holds that kachim, once one regal pass, once one went to pass, kliyam yam avalim vishim baldacher, or avalim basay, shayla. What exactly what the gift of Gemara is? Either you're over on the assay of Uvasa Shama Vehisim Shama, the assay of bringing it there, right? Could be Baltacher, Itaka, half through your golem. Okay, but the point is you're over Nisr, right? Let's call it the assay. Let's call it with the Vehisim Shama, even with for one regal. So So why do they eat the Vlad only by Sukkot Chag? The Chayyav, if the mother was eaten by Pesach, that means the Vlad was around. Maybe the Vlad wasn't old enough to be eaten when? On Pesach. But Shavuos, you can eat it. And if you don't eat Shavuos, you're over on Asay. So, in fact, Gemara, why are you not eating it by Shavuos? Amar Vizim Mishmei Dorava. Kagayin Shayyav Chayyav Batzeres. Answer number one is because the animal wasn't in good health. It couldn't have been eaten by Atzeres. It was sick by Atzeres. And therefore, he had to wait. He wasn't able to eat it then. Okay. In fact, Gemara. Ravashi Amar, Mai Chag, Nami Diktani. Chag is Shavuos. Rashi has a different answer. We're talking about Chag. It doesn't mean Chag. It doesn't mean Sukkos. Chag means Shavuos. Shavuos also called a Chag. Mm-hmm. Well, typically, we know it's Chag Stam. It refers to Sukkos, but Chag can also mean Chag Amatzes, Chag Shavuos, Chag Sukkos, right? Chag means Shavuos as well. V'idach, why do you say this answer? Because if you use the word Chag for Shavuos, let me go opposite. When you say the word Pesach for Pesach, you'd say Atzeres for Shavuos. Right, you want to say Chag for Shavuos. So therefore, since you use Pesach, you would say Atzeres. Iachi, fact on both answers. Ma'aseh do say, if at the end of the day, it wasn't eaten on Shavuos, it was either eaten on Shavuos, or it was eaten on Sukkot because it was Sukkot on Shavuos, so what's the Maila, what was Rav Pais paying a testimony that it was eaten on Shavuos or Sukkot? No Chiddush. If you skip the Yontif, that would be a Chiddush. But if you skip the Yontif, what's the Chiddush? Says Pashit. The Chiddush is the rest of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon held, Rabbanan held, you're allowed to eat the Vod of Hashlamim. Rabbi Lez held, you can't eat the Vod of Hashlamim. So Rav Papai is saying a testimony that they did indeed eat the Vod of Hashlamim. That's all. Lafugim Rabbi Lezer, the Amar, Vod Shlamim Lake of Hashlamim, Kamasa Nud the Karv. It's coming to exclude Rabbi Lezer, who says the Vod Shlamim can't be brought to Hashlamim. He's coming to say testimony that yes, that they were able to eat a Vod Shlamim, that we indeed ate a Vod Shlamim. I'm trying to pick up my notes I have from the Halacha of the day. We're running late anyway. Quick Halacha, the Gabi Staka. It's a Shabbat Staka. When is one ever Baltacher for Staka? One pledge of Staka. So Shenaruch seems to be simply and clearly that if one makes a pledge for Staka, he designates money for Staka, and there's an Ani available who needs money for Staka, he's ever Baltacher immediately. No three regal, no one regal. Immediately. He has money to give, there's Ani waiting for money, right? He's over. Now the Shaila says, does he have to give all the Staka to one Ani? Maybe not. But if he has the money available and there's only coming to him, he doesn't give, he's going to Baltacher immediately. There's discussion that if there's a Gabbai Tzedaka and a person made a pledge to give money to a Gabbai Tzedaka, so over there you're not able Baltacher until the Gabbai collects, asks for it. Until the Gabbai asks for it. Furthermore, right, because so it's the Gabbai's job. If the Gabbai does know about his pledge, then again it'll be incumbent on him to be proactive and offer it. But if the Gabbai knows about the pledge, he discussed it with the Gabbai, then he can rely on saying, when the Gabbai needs the money, he's come to me, and therefore it wouldn't be Baltacher until the Gabbai asks him, maybe even more than three regalim. Legabe, if there's no anim around, so if there's not no anim around, then lechayer is no baltacher even for potentially for years. He pledged to give money to stock. He has the money set aside, but he doesn't have to actually deliver it until he sees an anim. There's no chiv him to go out and look for to find anim. Lechayer wouldn't be baltacher if there's no anim present. And the place could discuss a person likes to designate money for stock. It's a proper way to designate from his income stock. He doesn't want to give it all at once. So he wants to distribute over time. How does he get around an issue of Baltacher? Even if Ani does come, he doesn't have to give all to one Ani. And as long as he gives some of it, that's enough. The Pasha says there is a method that he's allowed to distribute it to different Mises, different Stakas, different possibilities. But that being our Baltacher, as long as he's immediately offering money and as long as the opportunity comes away and he gives something, he would prevent that issue of Baltacher. He wouldn't have to give everything available to the Ani at hand. Okay, so like the Mishnah. Vlad Taida Utmurasa. The Vlad of a Taida and its Smuras. Now, we really quoted the Bryce that's similar to this. Taida. Taida you bring for four occasions, right? If a person is saved in the four different scenarios, he has to make a carbon Taida. What if he makes a Tmura of the Taida? Or the Taida of the Taida can be a Zachar and Keva, or the Taida is a Vlad. Halacha is Vladan, Vlad Vladan, Asif Kaldiris. I really could take like a Taida, that they brought them as Bech like a Taida. However, one big difference. A Taida comes with 40 loaves of bread. Uvach Eintun Lechem. These other Vlad Taidas, Tmuras Taidas, do not have the din of 40 loaves of bread. But they're otherwise like a Taida. Legabi what? Legabi the Shchit, Legabi the Zrika. Very interesting din. Taida we know is only eaten for how long? One day and one night. Stam Kachakachem is eaten for one day and one night. Kachakalam is eaten for 2 days and one night. Most Kachakalam. Taida's Kachakalam is eaten only for one day and one night. These will also have the same din. So at Gemar Manan Emili, how do we know this din that a Taida that goes to the Mizbeh, that all these Vladis of Taida go on the Mizbeach, the Tanar Abanan, Mawar, Mitad Yakrib, Tetzad Yakrib, Mafresh Taida of the person, Mafresh Taida, and he lost it. Fifish Acher Tachtem, and Nimsu Shani, designate the backup, and I found the first one. Harry Shem, I'm just saying, two of them in front of him, one, the original, and the backup, Menashe, Ezesh, Yirtse, Yakrib, Lachmima, whichever one wants to bring, he can bring, and he brings it with the breads. That's the one that's being Yates, Chiv Taida, he brings that with the breads. Tam Lem, how do you know this? Tam Lem, Taida Yakrib. Yachat Eshni Tun Lechem. Now I would think the second one also requires Lechem. Tam Lem, Erkav Achas Reshtayim, it, and not the second one. How do we know that Vlades and Tmuras also are to be included? L'chayr means you have to read it like Khalifas. How do you know that it comes to include those cases as well? That you bring them even after you already reyetsa the Taida. How do you know you bring these other animals? Tam Lemer, Imal Taida comes to include all these Vlades Turis Khalifas. Yachir Kulim Tunis Lechem, you think they also need bread as well? Tamalemer, Al Zevachate, the Taita Tunachem, Vlay Vlad, Tumrasa, Khalifasa Tunalechem. The Taita needs Lechem, but the Vlad, Tumura, Khalifasa, don't require Lechem. Let's see the Mishnah. We'll pick up the Gemara tomorrow. So, like the Mishnah, Tumuris Ayla, Vlad Tumurasa, the Gemara really goes right into the next Amid. Tumuris Ayla, the Tumura of an Ayla, Vlad Tumurasa, the Vlad of an Ayla, which is a hard case because Ayla is a male, must be a case where someone's Magdash female. Vlada, Vavada, the grandchildren, either the Vlad of the Tumura. Sorry. Tmuras Ayla, Vlad Tmurasa. Right. A Tmur of an Ayla, or the Vlad of a Tmur, he made a Tmur onto a female. That's the case. Vlad, Vlada, Vlad Vlada, or the offspring of the offspring, Atzaf Ayla, Maria Kaila, they all have a din of Ayla, Utun Hefshir Nituach, we call Ishim. They have a din of Ayla, and they need Hefshir Nituach, and they go up in the Zeach, and they get fully burnt. That's the din of all these Aylas that come from a Tmura. Hamafresh Nekevel Ayla, that's the case that I was referring to mistakenly before. Hamafresh Nekevel Ayla, one was Mafresh Nekevel Ayla, Vyalda Zachar, and he gave birth to a Zachar. The Nekev goes to Zachar. Yirishi Stav, we do not allow this animal to go on the Mizbeach, rather than let it get a mum. Vyamakar, you sell it. Vyalda Yudam Ayla, you bring the money, use the money for an Ayla. Now notice when we had a Tmura that was done onto a female, and the female Ayla gave birth to other Aylas, we brought those animals on the Mizbeach, the Vladas. Not the mother, obviously, it's two more female, but the Vlad is one of them is Be'ach. And over here, when you're makdish l'chatchil in a cave Ayla, over there, we're not allowing the Vlad to go to Be'ach, we're saying you have to bring with the money. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, who has to make a Rabbi Lazar, he says, no, in itself, it can go as Ayla. Question the Mersin asks right away is, read the words of the Gemara inside. Why in the Reisha by the female Tmura is there no machlekes and everyone allows the Vlad to go on the Mizbeach? And why in the Seifa the Rabban argue with Lazar and say that the Vlad is like the Reisha that goes on the Mizbeach? Whereas the Rabban argue and say that you cannot put the Vlad on the Mizbeach, you have to let it get a mum. What's the pshat over here? So I'm Rabbi Chana machlekes shnuyev Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Bar Chana answers that the machlekes Rabbi Lazar applies to both the Reisha and the Seifa is. The sheet of the Reisha is Rabbi Lezer. And the Mishnah made it clear in the Sefer that's only Rabbi Lezer, whereas the Rabbanah would argue, but the Rabbanah argued the Reisha as well. Rav Amar, no, if you take Rabbanah, I come to Pligi, I led Rabbi Lezer, Elagai b'mafresh nekev leilu de'imi le'kreve, ava t'mura de'imi namekreve, afilu Rabbanan maidu. That you can't compare. By t'mura, their mother, quote-unquote, is not a mother. The original animal was a kosher ayla. You made a t'mura from that kosher ayla onto a nekeva. The Nekeva then had a Vlad. Over there, we allow the Vlad to be brought on the Mizbeach, even according to Rabban. You know why? Because it stems originally from a kosher eilik on the Mizbeach. The Tmur or not? The Tmur itself was a Nekeva, but the place where the Tmur came from, that was a male. Whereas, by the case of Makdish Nekeva, you're Makdish from scratch, an animal that can't go on the Mizbeach. So the whole Kedusha of the Vlad was derived from a mother that can't go on the Mizbeach, and therefore, it itself can't go on the Mizbeach either. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.